For people diagnosed with slow-growing forms of cancer and some precancerous conditions, a treatment increasingly being offered by doctors is no treatment. It's called active surveillance, and it involves regular monitoring of the cancer's progress with the option to get treatment at any time. But how does a patient weigh the side effects of cancer treatment against doing nothing and maybe seeing it spread out of control? Reporter Alicare Peltonen tells how her own father came to his decision.
Bad news is sometimes like a boogeyman, standing behind you, giving you the creeps before you know he's there. Last spring, I was cutting up a pineapple, covered in juice, and I normally wouldn't have answered my phone. But seeing Dad on the screen for some reason made the hair on my arm stand up. He was calling to tell me he had cancer. It was his prostate, and they caught it early, which was good. But now my 71-year-old father, Neil Marshall, had a decision to make.
When I first listened to the doctor, it was obvious he didn't have a firm grip on the details.
But the urologist gave my dad three options: surgery, radiation, or active surveillance. My military-minded father is a man of action. To him, active surveillance seemed somehow too passive.
Yeah, it was one of those, okay, you don't have to do anything right now. Just wait until it's almost going to kill you, and then you can. I thought, geez, that doesn't sound like a smart option, you know.
But I was surprised to learn that lots of men are choosing active surveillance for low-grade prostate tumors, and many of them will never need treatment.
We have spent a large amount of effort and energy over the last 100 years to teach everyone that cancer is bad.
I spoke with Otis Brawley, Chief Medical Officer of the American Cancer Society.
Today, after a number of clinical studies, we realize that over half of all screen-detected prostate cancers, for example, can be safely watched and do not need to be treated in a man's lifetime.
But I still didn't like to think about the cancer just sitting there in my dad's body. And if I was uncomfortable, I knew my mother, Sheila, was in agony about it.
It's C-word, so, you know, they can say, hey, nobody ever has any problem with this, it's fine. But in the back of my head, it was like, yeah, but there's always that one person, you know, and this could be him.
If it were up to my mom, the tumor would have been gone yesterday. To her, any side effects from surgery or radiation were better than the prospect of losing her husband. But Michael Berry, a primary care doctor at Mass General Hospital, said many men have concerns about the side effects from treatment.
Complications of, say, prostate cancer treatment, trouble with urination, incontinence, sexual dysfunction, are things that people can imagine what it's like for them, and a spouse might kind of help talk that through and think it through.
Barry told me that family members, particularly spouses, should be a part of the decision-making process.
I think the challenge for a spouse is trying to say, I want to help by making sure what you value is being considered in the decision.
Over the next few months, my parents talked a lot about what to do. My dad, who has no problem sharing, described to me what he saw as the potential downsides of treatment.
The thing I was most concerned about is that I was going to have to walk around in diapers for the rest of my life. And the other is, what's your sexual situation going to be? Sheila, what do you think?
No, I think the sexual part of it is important to have, but it's not the end all or be all if you have a decent relationship to begin with. Because, you know, you start off as friends and you hope to keep that going for the rest of your time together.
In weighing the options, it eventually seemed obvious that for my parents, anything less than treatment felt too risky.
When I went through the literature, particularly on the web, I found that active surveillance seemed to be more of a let's hide our head in the sand.
Easy way.
Yeah.
As it turned out, a closer look at the biopsy results in June showed that my dad's cancer was a little more advanced than originally diagnosed. That was enough to take active surveillance off the table. So my father had his prostate removed on August 1st. He recovered quickly, and he and my mom are coping with the side effects of surgery. When I saw them at Thanksgiving, they were still happy with their decision.
I've kind of forgotten that it was anything important, almost.
Never. It's like it never happened.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a little procedure. You had the procedure, it's done.
Yeah, just continue on with life.
And the fact that he doesn't have to worry about it again.
Ever.
Like, taken care of.
Making cancer treatment decisions is complicated. Sometimes there's one right answer and you have to act quickly. But not all cancers are boogeymen. If you have prostate cancer and active surveillance is an option, it makes sense to carefully consider whether or not you can live with the side effects of treatment. And if you're lucky enough to have a relationship like my mom and dad, you don't have to make the decision alone. For Here and Now, I'm Alicare Peltonen.